During Tuesday's council discussion, Councillor Melinda Hofstad said the Motor Pool Committee is requesting nearly $320,000 in replacement vehicles for next year. Hofstad did not see the need for that much new equipment.
A couple of these I had problems with because they were replacements for things that they are afraid might go wrong next year. So I couldn't really concur with them because I know, like as a boat owner and fisherman, when we think something might go wrong, well, we are prepared to repair it. So I just personally, I have some problems with maybe not keeping the vehicles as long as we could. And of all the things I get calls about, it's so many new city vehicles.
Hofstad said the motor pool also had a conceptual budget for the following year for nearly $1 million in replacement equipment. The money comes out of the motor pool fund, which is generated by the city's departments, which contribute a certain amount of money every year depending on the vehicles they use. The money's pooled together, and then each department can use some of that money to purchase replacement equipment on a planned rotating basis. However, the city council always has the final vote on each individual vehicle purchase. But Hofstad argued that replenishing the fund took away from the city's operating budgets. Overall, Hofstad said she did not agree with the Motor Pool Committee, and so she no longer wanted to serve as the council's representative on it.
I'm going to ask to resign from that Motor Pool Committee because I totally disagree with the Motor Pool and the way it's being run. So I'm going to ask that you would appoint someone else because it was six department heads, and I believe all of them think this is a good way to do it, and I was completely in the outs to not approve of this, and there's no point to me for being here. So either we should, my recommendation would be to have a different committee for the motor pool and have some businessmen or women and people outside of just people in the city to look at it.
Hofstad also encouraged the new city manager, Richard Unterkoffler, to take a closer look at the motor pool fund. The motor pool committee includes most of the city's department heads along with the council representative, and Unterkoffler urged Hofstad not to quit that position just yet. When he previously worked as the local city manager back in the early 80s, Unterkoffler helped establish the motor pool fund in order to replace the worn-out military surplus vehicles the city had been using.
The concept was, we have two choices. Do you want to just go out and borrow money and pay interest expense on acquisition of replacement equipment, or do you want to try to internalize funding for this thing and do it under on an amateurization schedule? And so that was the principle when we started. And I since learned that all that money that's sitting there is not drawing any interest income, which was interest is necessary to
was part of it.
To grow the value of the principal, like the corpus of the fund. So I would just ask you to stay aboard for a while.
Okay, I'd be glad to.
The equipment that we buy is expensive. I think, you could a trash collection truck with an arm, that could be $250,000, just like that. So the equipment that we use is expensive.
Unterkoffler said he hoped to convince Hofstad of the merits of having a vehicle replacement fund, and he emphasized the fact that the council could always vote down a particular vehicle purchase they didn't like. Meanwhile, Unterkoffler has been busy touring facilities and meeting with city staff, department heads, community leaders, and many other local residents. In an update to the council, he said he was meeting one-on-one with all the department heads and wanted to do the same with council.
So I'd like to go through all the staff people first, and then I'd like to do the same thing with each of the council members, a little one-on-one for maybe an hour or two, just have a little communication as to what where you think you want to go and everything. I'd like to conclude all that hopefully by the end of next week. And that'll give me a little guidance as to the going into the budget.
Unterkoffler emphasized the importance of communication and said he would be having a staff meeting with department heads every Monday morning. City Councilor Bob Nilsson was interested in attending the meetings.
Those staff meetings, are they open to the public or not?
Well, I presume any meeting's open to the public. Might be kind of boring,
It is boring. I just like to see what goes on one time.
Sure, you're welcome.
Okay.
Any of you are always welcome. We'll be doing that at 8:30 every Monday morning.
In other news, the City Council appointed Nancy Strand to the Utility Board seat that was recently vacated with the resignation of Chair Mike Tolson. Strand has previously served as chair to that advisory board. Also this week, local resident Jim Demko encouraged the City Council to take some local actions against global warming.
On November 1st, 2007, 700 signatories, that is, cities, signed on to the Mayor's Climate Protection Center agreement. Under the agreement, the participating cities commit to take the following three actions. To strive to meet or beat the Kyoto Protocol targets, to urge the governments and the federal government to enact policies and programs to meet or beat the greenhouse gas emission reduction target, and third, to urge the U.S. Congress to pass a bipartisan greenhouse gas reduction legislation, which would establish a national emission trading system.
While he acknowledged that Petersburg was just one small remote town, Demko said there were many painless things the community could do to address the problem of global warming, and he provided the City Council with information on the issue. Demko is showing the Al Gore documentary An Inconvenient Truth on Saturday and Sunday at 6 p.m. in the ANB Hall. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.